Welcome to another episode with L'Enfant Yvan. When opportunity knocks, do you hear a burglar? Okay, be honest. Have you ever been the person at the party who the second things start getting fun? Gets this nagging voice in the back of your head saying, "This is going to end badly." Or been offered an awesome opportunity, but immediately started listening everything that could go wrong. You're not alone, I get it. I've been there. Missing out on spontaneous adventures, turning down cool projects, all because that little inner voice was convinced disaster was waiting around the corner. But there is the thing. We have been tricked by our own mind. I like to think of it like this. We're all walking around inside our own mental cages. Pessimism? Those are the bars holding us back from living to the fullest. Today we're starting to dismantle that cage. One rusty bar at a time. The prison of the mind. Okay, first thing first. You're not broken. There is a reason our brains are wired for a certain amount of caution. Let's get a little science. Way back in caveman days, noticing dangers was how you stayed alive. So yeah, your brain's alarm system is there to protect you. But sometimes it gets seriously overprotective or just absolutely ridiculous. That's where the pessimism cage comes in. You start expecting the worst in every situation, seeing threats even where there are none. Your brain becomes like that nervous little dog, barking at every squirrel and mailman. It's exhausting. And over time, those rusty bars become invisible. You live life within those limitations without even realizing it anymore. The security guard of negativity, one could also title. So why does it feel good to be pessimistic sometimes? Well, in a weird way, it provides this twisted sense of security. If you expect the worst, then you're never disappointed, right? You don't get your hopes up, you avoid taking risks, and you sort of control your own little world. It feels safer. It's called structure. But there is a catch. You're trading away more than you think. Each time you convince yourself a fun night will go off the rails, or that you fail a project before you even try, you're slamming another bar into place on that cage. Those missed opportunities, that self-doubt, it starts to eat away at your sense of possibility. Even if you're not consciously miserable, there is this subtle dimming of the light. You stop reaching, stop dreaming, because why bother if it's all going to go wrong anyway? It's all just carnival, with some masks. Replacing the rusty lock. But how? Doesn't anyone want to know how? Well, take a deep breath. It's not hopeless. Remember that cage? You build it unconsciously. That means you have the power to break it back down. Now, this isn't about suddenly transforming into a happy-go-lucky ray of sunshine. If that's not your style, don't force it. It's about giving your brain a reality check by putting the mind back to its place. Let's start with that inner alarm system. Next time you get that flash of everything will, well, you know the word. You could use it differently for many different meanings. It starts with an S. Anyhow, negativity. Well, then pause. Question the heck out of that vault. What's the actual worst case scenario? And how likely is it really? Is this doomsday thinking based on past experience or just a habit? Most of the time you realize your brain has jumped straight to DEFCON 5 for no good reason. The other key, don't aim for perfection. Aim for open-mindedness, the state of no mind, the most eternal one, the most spoken about, but also the most unreached for most individuals. Challenge yourself to the spot on small opportunity each day, everywhere you can override your negativity. And I call it negativity because this is the way most perceive it, in a fragmentation, divided into things. The moment you break through and are capable to see the whole thing, you understand the fragmentation is just you. Maybe it's just saying yes to an invite you would normally decline to start grasping and trying to see if you're capable to distinguish between a holistic view of it or being caught up in that fragmentation. One tiny shift, after all, and you see what happens instead. The more you practice, the easier it gets. And those bars in your cage will start to feel a whole lot looser. But there comes something with it. Your surrounding will be very surprised. And that's also something, a truth to be discovered. And served at the same time. Give this podcast a 5-star rating, a follow, a subscription wherever you heard it, and try not to engage with me, but engage with the content. Because the content might give you something. I'm just as much unnecessary as anyone else, at least in my humble opinion. Au revoir. To the next one.